Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VORPAL Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Okay, so where we'll pick up this week in Warhammer Fantasy Paths of the Damned.
If only I could dodge magic.
You guys just missed the epic fight that was the board and before game, so they killed each other. So, where we had last left you guys is you guys had just meet with... playing with that thing. Dieter Kempler.
You see Catherine standing over the elf with her axe.
And he referred you to Lord Frederick. Lord Frederick has probably has no level of connection with the artifact itself, but he knows everyone in town. Because everyone likes Lord Frederick.
I don't.
I get this feeling we're going to hate him. Because everyone else loves him.
So we got to make Lord Frederick like us, so everyone else will like us too.
They did? Aren't we going to get somebody who's going to write us a recommendation or something to get some of the colleges?
That would be... need to find Conrad Messner. You need to gain an audience with Conrad Messner.
And to do that, we have to have friends.
And in order to do that, you have to have friends.
And to have friends, we need to get friends.
Yes.
Curse my lack of fellowship.
And to get friends, we need to talk good.
That means that I need to stay silent. And do as I'm told.
It means me and Alec actually have to diplomatize.
But they're less than me. Why do I need to deal with them?
Yay for the elfiness.
When we think about it, Tyler is good at dealing with that one person. I'm good at dealing with crowds of people.
Mm-hmm.
As you're good at dealing with big crowds, I'm good at dealing with small crowds.
Yes.
Because I think normally it's up to 10 people. It's just like
up to 100. I get 10 times the number of people affected.
I talk to that group of nobles. You talk to all the peasants.
Yes.
Sigmar will protect us! Hear, hear!
Hear, that actually works. Unlike in the previous city. Sigmar will protect us!
F you!
Fuck you!
Well, this is Altdorf. They will probably pay more attention here. Unlike Mindheim. Alright, so, what's the plan? You guys have had your contact. Dieter Kempler of the College of
Heavens.
Sorry, Heavens and Light, they all blend together after a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he can see the future. He reads the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd Pablo go?
Mm-hmm. He's... Unless you guys let him out when you came back, he's still here.
Pablo! Oh, there you are.
Yes, we are now with Ryan's dog, because every week we like to have a new dog on this show.
I hate you.
Alright, so... Now, up to you guys. This is your guys' show.
So, we need to make friends, right?
Yes. You guys have had a recommendation to Lord Frederick.
Is he one of the people we should make friends, or one of the
yes.
people we need friends?
He is one of the people that Dieter recommended, because he's Dieter's friend, that he knows a lot of people in town. He's sort of like a contact broker, almost, without actually being one.
Well, seems like as good a place to start as any.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to go schmooze.
Now, yes. Fresh Steven's memory. We need the contacts because we're getting into where?
Because there's a rumor that it might be within the College of Light's vault, because they have a giant vault of magic items.
Yes.
And you guys need to find the contacts to be able to get in there.
To get it over to the Pyromancer to get... Okay, yeah. Bright Wizard to have him destroy it.
Yes. You guys already have your contact on who will be breaking it. You don't need one of those.
All right.
Assuming, of course, he's telling the truth and not planning on stealing it.
Of course.
He has a record of doing this. Of destroying things, not stealing them.
That doesn't mean that he hasn't turned to chaos in that time frame.
Mm-hmm. True. But I trust him. He's a bright wizard. He won't lie.
Speaking of which, you guys also need to get a room.
No, didn't Conrad go off to set up...
the dwarf.
Dugan went off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did he go off to do?
Get an inn.
Get a tavern and inn so he can drown his sorrows.
Well, can I stay at the Bright College?
Yes.
Yay!
I want to go find a decent establishment.
There you are.
I suppose I go see if the local Temple of Sigmar is willing to put me up.
Sure, they can put you up.
For modest fee.
Modest tithe.
Tyler, you will be able to find that Dugan has indeed selected a decent quarters, although you haven't quite met him yet. Just following the trail of the disgruntled dwarf isn't terribly hard.
No, it is. He has to go through 3 or 4 disgruntled dwarves before he finds the one he's looking for.
The inn you find is called Sigmar Shine. It's a relatively open area, although they tend to decorate in gold.
That's good.
They, of course, have a nice eating area below, and only the finest are allowed to stay here. The dwarf was thrown out.
Ah, well, I will try to stay here then.
And the servants of those who can afford to put up their servants.
How much does it cost to put up a servant?
It costs a whole 5 shillings a night for a servant. While you get a modest 2 crowns a night.
Okay.
2 gold crowns a
That's
night?
That's gonna make me poor really quick.
I can go elsewhere.
Is he here for a week?
But it's a week that feels closer to home than you have in the past months.
Steven, this is why we get put up at places for free.
Yeah.
Steven, just so you get some level of description. The College of Fire is actually kind of illusioned off. Mm-hmm. It's kind of this empty crater where people used to know that the Bright Wizard College was there, but aren't anymore.
You might want to stop that, too.
Because, let's just say fires tend to happen. There's kind of this illusionary wall that you pierce, and the area still appears as though it's on fire. In fact, some of it is.
Yeah.
But there's a strong redstone area which is the Bright College. But most people are, of course, ushered away. Alec, you, of course, are welcomed into the Temple of Sigmar, the largest and most ostentatious building in the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Temple of Sigmar is? Just follow the hum of gold.
Large, giant, unnecessary statues. This, of course, is something that humbles you. Because the biggest thing you'd ever seen was the temple at midnight, because, you were in Utregard in the Drakvald. Mm-hmm. But this, giant marble columns, grimacing dwarves glaring at you as you enter. Opulence, a choir singing in classic in the background.
Damn.
And you get ushered off into one of the nice little cubby holes that is the initiate rooms.
Yes.
And it's a nice 5 by 7.5 room with a bed.
Hey. That's not bad, actually.
You'll get your ration of lust of bread. Crust of bread. A small chunk of cheese. And, of course, some modest meat.
I'm not going to get fat here, but I'm not going to starve either.
Well, that's the point of Sigmar. You're not supposed to get too soft.
I understand. We are warrior priests for a reason.
Well, there are warrior priests that come out of Sigmar, and then there are those guys who are warrior priests.
Oh, God, don't let him hit me!
Sigmar believes in strength, and don't touch me!
No. They're the type of priests you want behind the warrior priests.
Heal.
Okay.
Healing hand heals one wound.
I'll have that spell eventually.
And they slowly go crazy.
Alright, so that was your two areas. Tyler, of course, the valets, of course, chasing you around, dusting your armor and clothes as you're walking by. They're ignoring you.
Yes, of course.
No, then they give her to her. Why did you do this?
You know, of course, oh, Lord Leon of Baston, we have heard of you. We have heard of you.
Oh,
please,
thank you.
Come this way. Basically, they take you to a nice small apartment. It's actually multiple roomed. There's a nice common room and a bedroom and a washroom.
And then even a room for your...
And then a side room that's actually attached to the main lobby area for your servant.
Here's your room.
Thank you, my lord.
Yeah, the servant room is actually about the same quality as, you know, a normal inn room. Because, of course, you know, they don't want the servants bad-mouthing the room to the lord, because sometimes the lords actually listen.
Yeah. Wait, did I just get the short end of the stick in terms of rooms here?
No, you're in the same cubby hole that she's in.
Oh, true. Yep.
Private Barton, I'm an initiate! Yeah, let's go back to your studies.
I also paid 2 gold crowns for this.
2.5.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's not a half, really, isn't it?
Hmm?
The shilling is like 12, isn't it?
20 shillings to 1 gold crown.
Okay, so 2.25.
Conrad is also staying with you guys. Because, honestly, he doesn't trust Altar. And he's also like, I'm a large Aurichian in the middle of Altdorf. I'm out of place. Can I stay with you?
Okay, so he wants me to put him up in the servant's quarters, or is he paying?
No, he's paying for himself in the servant's quarters.
Okay. That's my servant, he pays for himself.
He
does look like a bodyguard. Mm-hmm. He's got a beard, and he's got this big sword, and he's actually in armor.
Yep. Sounds good. Now, I've only had armor that could actually be shined.
Yes, he's in leather.
I'm in leather too. That's what I'm talking
about. Alright, well, after, of course, a nice reintroduction, you guys will find out that they are staying at the Sigmar Shine. Because basically all you guys have to do is set your stuff down, because comfort is not what you do in this area.
No. I'm going to get back out of Altdorf as soon as possible. I hate this dirty little city. It's a very beautiful place, just I hate it.
No, not the part that you guys are used to. There's the noble area, which, you know, they don't want fire wizards anywhere near. In fact, most people give you, as an elf, a nice wide berth.
Why?
And you think with your fine elven hearing, you can almost hear people calling you a witch as you walk by.
We brought you guys out of the caves. You primitive savages.
Out with the dwarves.
They brought you out. Dwarves brought them out of the caves and gave them guns. Then the elf came and said, hey, you want some magic? They're like, sure, we'll blow stuff up.
We civilized you.
Well,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants.
Why? Because I'm right.
Sigmar originally started to civilize them, then the dwarves and you guys came along later.
Yeah, we finished the project. We were the ones who actually civilized you. The rest of them just taught you nothing.
Yeah, don't tell the dwarves that.
So
I did!
Dugan is not actually there.
Yes, he's elsewhere.
He was kicked out.
Poor Dugan.
No, he's a dwarf, so...
He's writing in his book as we speak.
So what are we supposed to do with him anyway?
You were supposed to check and make sure he was alive. And you guys sent off the messenger, which was the Outrider, mm-hmm. back up to Mindheim to let his brother know that he's okay.
And then he's hanging out with us because we rescued him.
He doesn't have anywhere else to go. His dwarf unit's dead and the battle's over.
Mm-hmm. We rescued him.
We're gonna
Are you a coward? Oh, you did not say that.
We're going to find him in the morning. He's going to be naked, carrying a giant axe, and shaven.
Shaven? No. Orange? Yes.
No, he'll shave the sides of his head, so he's got a mohawk.
Okay.
He just won't shave his beard.
Alright, so you guys will meet up at the wonderful, nice establishment.
Shaving a beard of a dwarf is a sign of getting rid of your clan.
No, it's a great insult. No dwarf will rationally do it.
Okay.
That's actually where I got the idea for my world.
It's yours where if they shave it off their beard with an iron razor,
what the
it never grows back.
Wood elves did to them, isn't it?
That was what the high elves did.
That's what the high elves
did. Oh, high elves, okay.
War of the beard.
Actually, I don't think the wood elves were doing it at that point.
No, they weren't.
And the dark elves were still there, I think, too.
Yeah,
the dark elves caused it.
Yeah.
It's just the arrogance of the high elves that made the war happen.
Okay.
Dorfman is like, why are you raiding? We're not. Yes, you are. Fine, I'm shaking.
So you guys are now sitting at Sigmar's Shine because you guys actually want some decent food. You know, things like vegetables and stuff.
Oh. They offer me crusted bread and meat. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Where's my rabbit food?
So you guys head over to Sigmar's Shine. You all, of course, are sitting there having a nice lunch, which is provided. You don't have to pay for that separate.
Good.
Yay!
Except for you two.
Yeah.
It's a shilling.
Oh no. Of my 230 shillings.
You have 230 shillings?
Yes, that's probably like 10 gold.
It's 11 gold crowns, 10 silver shillings.
You have 11 gold crowns?
I got the reward for turning in the portrait.
Yes, no one else went with him.
I had 14 gold crowns.
I have 3.
Now I have 12.
And Steven, this is after I used some of that money to buy myself a full set of leather armor.
Okay. Well, as you guys are, of course, enjoying it, this is a fantastic meal. It's actually pheasant. Real pheasant.
Yeah. You guys eat peasants around here?
Peasant, not peasant. Oh, Lord! Yeah!
Remember, we only call them peasants so the peasants don't rebel.
Oh, okay.
When up walks a small young boy.
Hello, sirs and miss.
Hello.
Yeah, we're all aware the elf gender is a little ambiguous.
I got a letter for you.
For us specifically?
Oh, yeah.
Who's it from, do you know?
Oh, this big lady. Very blondy. Kind of square. Black face.
Does that describe a female dwarf?
That's the description you get.
I suppose I'll take it. Read it. Make sure it's not poisoned.
Shilling.
Thank you, sir!
You.
There's no magic
crack open the letter? The only thing you actually manage to do as you unfold it into the sixth fold, you see some sort of dark red rune inscribed on it, and it shoots out a jet of flame into your face, not doing any damage, but startling you.
Yeah.
And of course, you quickly drop it on the table, or at least somewhere nearby. And out pops a demon.
I blame you.
A fairly big, beefy demon with short wings, but tiny tentacles for tails, and 3 eyes.
What the hell? Do you need to make a fear test?
Yes, you will need to make a fear test. Actually, first you need to make a...
Knowledge magic?
No. I don't remember what you're...
Does he cause terror or fear?
He causes fear, not terror.
Okay, good.
I'm just trying to remember what the... It's willpower to avoid being startled the first round.
I fail.
Four.
All right, Jessica, you are indeed startled, which means you can't act the first round. Tyler is startled.
Big surprise.
I rolled a 95.
I got my willpower.
You're not startled, barely.
Neither am I.
I kind of just go, huh?
Conrad is...
Hey, Andre, where did you get...
Startled.
Can you pause that for a second?
Yeah, sure. What?
Is it me now, or...
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to you at the end of the game, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Actually, it might be on my flash drive, which is at my house. All right, well, the demon is surprised. So... For those who are not surprised, go ahead and give me initiative checks to see who goes first.
Got a 52.
See, this is why you give it to the peasants, so if it explodes, it kills her, and then she can hand it over to the, like, 34. It's safe, sir. Yeah.
If you hand it over to her, him after you're dead...
Steven!
It's the guy that got shot.
Do you have
head.
Knowledge of either said. Demons or arcane lore?
I have knowledge of magic.
Knowledge magic is close enough.
Yep.
Huh?
Knowledge magic is close enough.
I make it! By a lot.
You recognize this as a minor demon of Khorne, whose sole job is to clean the weapons of the bloodletters. But since it's of Khorne, guess what?
Blood for the blood god.
Channeling at minus 10%, minus 1 to casting. You're first.
F you, Khorne!
You don't have your bow on you.
I just successfully channel.
Do we have our weapons?
You would have the... I guess you'd have your hand weapons with you.
I successfully cast.
Oh my goodness, where do you hit him?
Did you want to move? Where are you going to sit there still?
Oh, I'll be fine, bad. Well, I'm sitting down so I can...
Actually, first make a fear test, please.
I fail by 5.
Okay, then you actually stand there terrified, or scared the first turn.
After identifying it's a demon.
Ah! It's a demon Khorne!
F you, Khorne!
I make my fear check.
Okay. It's a half action to draw
He's
your warhammer.
He's going to get you very staticky.
Okay.
Whack!
That's why I moved my hair.
I failed to hit.
Hit the table.
Alright, now everyone can give me initiative checks.
Including us again?
No, not you two. Unfortunately,
56.
I'm going to have to grab a piece of paper right now this time.
I got
Those pens are here somewhere.
Alright. Oh, that's actually Tyler's army list. I will try to refrain from drawing on that.
No way. Army list is it?
It's a long list of numbers. Do you care?
You can use Conrad's old sheet.
Oh, sure.
Probably not.
I'll go ahead and use Conrad's.
By the way, Tyler, why are you bothering to roll? We know you're going to spend the rest of the fight sitting there going.
I don't even know when I scream. I get a fail a roll, which I would actually gain like 6 insanity points for if we're going off the real rules.
Off the advanced rules.
Yeah.
Steven, you got a what? It was like a 53?
No, the rules that hate the players.
34.
That's what those rules are.
What'd you get?
45.
Oh, nice. You're fast. Jessica.
I rolled
56.
Hey, Pablo.
Conrad.
Bah, 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 bah.
Goes on 45. And, of course, the lovely, lovely demon.
What's Conrad's agility?
Goes on 41. 35.
Okay, I'll go before him then.
Okay.
If we just want to do it that way.
Yeah, that's fine. Alright, well, Jessica, you suddenly get to react, but with a fear test.
It's fellowship, right?
No, it's willpower.
No, willpower.
Steven, you're going to get to make a check
I'm fine.
Here.
Jessica's like,
why? Jessica and I are both about the same there.
Again?
Because I know they're
okay,
somewhere.
So I have to draw my weapon and then attack.
Yes.
Attack. There's a pin here.
You'll just get your flat weapon skill.
Mm-hmm.
You hit with a 1.
Oh.
Well, since it can actually act this turn, it will attempt to dodge its little wiggly ass out of the way.
Okay.
Doesn't it need a fear test against
you? Yeah, field chest.
Fear test against humans.
Well, it is kind of a...
I hit it in the body if it matters.
Okay, you hit it straight in the body with an axe. Roll damage.
10.
It will take 7.
I found my willpower.
I suppose I'll stand up, kicking the chair backwards.
Watch! Everyone else, you see people quickly flipping tables and going, oh crap! Tyler!
Oh my god, I can
die! It's just a minor demon! Oh, there's plenty of rich people to show off to.
I'm gonna draw my sword.
The light hits it so it just reflects back, and everyone kind of goes,
and then I will swing.
Sir Leon!
I hit!
It's already dodged this turn!
Yeah. We'll see if it matters. I do. 7.
It's up to 11 now.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where I hit it then, right?
No.
Shink!
Okay. We then go to Conrad, who gets to make his willpower. Maybe he'll actually fail it this time.
The Iron Will Conrad actually make a failure roll?
Oh, he did! With a 61!
It's a fighting demon! Ah!
Hey, that's what I'm doing. I mean, when we were facing
it's
the actual...
Gone!
The actual bloodletters, I'm like, shh! This guy, I'm like, he cleans weapons!
The demon now finally gets to go, turning to the woman who has done so much damage to it. It goes into a wild frenzy on you.
Yeah,
you
kind of miss a little.
He hits!
Where does he hit? Well, I
suppose. Dodge.
I do not dodge. By 4.
He will hit you in the 77, which I think is one of your legs.
Doesn't matter, we're probably not wearing our armor anyways.
Yeah, it's probably.
Oh, that's true. Well, it's just a leather vest.
Well, I suppose you could be wearing it. Yeah, because your arms are busted off.
Yeah, a vest I could see a girl wearing.
Yeah.
You will take 8.
Okay, minus 4. It would be 4.
Yeah. Okay, then we go to Alec.
I'm not going to be wearing my leather armor, though.
That's a full suit.
I know.
All out attack.
Okay.
Actually, it's a leather vest. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, mine's just a leather vest.
Yes, his arms were broken.
I failed to hit with a 94.
Swing and a miss! Then we go to... Oh, sorry, Jess. Yeah, top of the round, Jessica. Hit your leg!
I actually hit my chest. Okay, I was supposed to do the other half action to get my dagger out so I can get a prepare. And then. It's 79.
Okay. Then we go down from 56 down to 52. Scream like a girl.
No, I don't.
Recover your composure.
Oh, it's just a minor demon. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Channeling.
I successfully channel. I successfully cast.
Even with the minus 1?
Wait, let me double check. No, I don't. F you, porn.
Magic is for pansies.
See, you got this guy pretty well, my champion, but you missed.
Alright, that was swing.
Yeah, it was nice.
And miss. Swing. I miss.
Whoosh, whoosh. A dazzling display, which all the ladies gasp at. Conrad!
If only it actually did something.
He's still going, what the
they
hell?
They don't need to know that, Steven.
The demon! He'll hit!
Do you dodge?
I do dodge.
Okay. We then go to Alec.
I hit! Does it matter where I hit him?
Well, he certainly does not dodge.
That's what I rolled to hit him.
Let's see how much damage I do.
You're just being fancy over there. Yep.
Showing off
if I roll a 10, I roll again, right?
Yep.
To hit again?
Mm-hmm.
Do I get the...
No, base.
Okay. Well, I missed with my Ulrich's Fury, but I did 14 points of damage before...
Roll hit location.
33, one of his arms, presumably.
Yep. Roll a d10.
9.
Ooh! severed artery. As it begins spraying blood all over the tavern.
He is a porn.
Dead.
Oh yeah, it dies after a couple seconds. But it keeps squirting out blood for a little while.
I'm gonna move away from the blood flirting.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
Oh! Up walks one of the, maids who's like, what the hell just happened?
Corn.
What?
A freaking demon of corn.
We're delivered a letter by some peasant boy and it's summoned this thing.
Phew! That's terrible!
I agree.
Yes. It's effing corn.
And I now need a bath.
Okay. Up quickly walks the innkeeper.
Oh, well, my goodness! Normally I don't tolerate fighting, but that was a damn demon!
Yes,
yes it was.
Choice.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to reclaim this tableland. Would you be willing to sell your weapons?
For what?
Money?
I mean, like, how much?
Well, let's see, your sword.
And what purpose is the question?
And what's a hand weapon? I can get another sword.
I could lend you mine. I mean, I use it so much.
You'd be like one of the wood elves and not have a hand weapon.
There are wood elves without hand weapons?
Uh-huh. 10 gold pieces!
How much is a sword worth?
10.
10 gold crowns.
But of course you can always negotiate down. Or up.
I will negotiate up.
Okay, that's like, a charm.
It was a...
That is opposed...
sword just...
That is opposed a charm.
It's just slowing a demon.
Got a 9.
Ooh, it roll good. It's the amount of success is the issue.
Though. The amount... The number of 10% drops.
Is he considered a noble?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have any other bonuses? Is he a devout follower of Ulrich or Sigmar?
No. He's a devout follower of gold.
No, I got it. No.
Okay, he's well, he'll give it 10.
Okay. Why not? It'll help out the nobility. I'm going to turn around and buy me another sword, so I'm just not going to write it down for right now.
I apologize, but no. This hammer has been with me
for
quite a while.
Why do you want our weapons?
So I can display them!
So I was like, yes, sure, popularity.
I don't think you can collect my weapon.
I used.
Alex.
Okay.
My family axe.
Alright, so Leon's sword will be displayed somewhere.
Conrad's not selling his sword either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm off to go get me a new sword after that.
Alright, so the only remnant that's left of that entire combat, because after a while the demon does indeed fade away, like all demons do,
is the blood.
Is the blood and the letter that you unfolded.
Well, does it say anything else on it?
There's a single image. A human skull drawn in reddish-brown substance.
Do I even need to make the religion check to know that's a symbol of Khorne?
No, but it should bring us something else to you.
The skull we found in, Midheim?
Mm-hmm. It was the symbol of the cult.
Ah, so the cult's here, too.
I think they're calling us out, boys and girls.
Yes, I need to go get you a sword now. Excuse me.
Probably for the best.
Cowards!
Don't get ambushed!
Okay, I've got a lance if I need it. I'm gonna go buy me a new sword.
Yeah.
His body can go check with him.
See, I'm pushing it down, mm-hmm, make some money off of this. I did succeed. Okay. Assuming it's not noble this time, right?
No.
Then I succeeded by 1 T.
Okay, then you'll get it for 9 gold.
Okay.
Okay, so you gain a net gold.
I gain a crown. I do have to change my gold now.
Hey, that's half of a night here, man.
I know.
You can actually make money like that, now that I think about it. Go one place, buy a bunch of stuff, take it somewhere else, sell it at a premium, you said
gold.
You
mean be a merchant?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Take the kids long gone.
Oh yeah.
Never gonna.
Especially after he heard like combat going on.
He could have been very curious.
And also, I doubt it was the kid's fault.
Yeah, I was just seeing if he can tell us where he got it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
we can have Connor track him down. Mm-hmm. Have you seen an orphan boy?
Of this general description. You can if you would like. Conrad is indeed a skilled person tracker.
It was his job after all. Mm-hmm. It's like a jellyfish.
The even flash is like one.
I honestly don't care. He's a poor little messenger boy.
I just want to see if he can tell us where he got the note. Yeah. So we can go directly to this where flash woman.
Alright, well I will go ahead and go attempt to find the child.
Do you want to go alone?
That would be fine.
Should we go talk to the person in the meantime, then?
Yes, you talk with nobles.
Yes. I bring a shiny ball for the noble. Here, look, it's funny.
I'm pretty sure they'd be either very amazed at it or freaked out. Like, what in Sigmar's name is that?
It's a jellyfish.
I don't know.
I just found it.
It's my squeaky
chaos ball.
You guys are going to go attempt to go find Lord Frederick?
Yes.
That is a gossip check.
I have that skill. Do you have it too, Jessica?
Yes, but I rolled an 88.
I succeed with a 6.
I got a 92.
I succeed with a 7.
Alright, so the native and the person who's... They're all like, oh, you're of course a Sigmarite. Anything! Dirty Bretonians. You can't trust them.
They took our jobs.
That he is located at one of three. All right, so Alec, you will find that he is located either at his estate, the Gorgon, which is a very exclusive club. You actually have to have a membership to be able to get in, or recommendation from a member, and then they have to decide on it, or at Zygmuller's Theater. He has a personal box up there.
Well, considering we probably can't get into the Gorgon...
Well, actually we could, because we do have a recommendation from his friend that we got.
To meet him, I don't think to get...
To meet him.
Yeah, we need one, a recommendation to get into the Gorgon.
Oh.
You just think you go meet him at his estate with a, you know, just hand him the card and see if he'll meet with us.
Yeah.
You will find that he's actually only at his estate at... the very night and the very beginning, because he is a very busy man.
Too busy for me?
He spends most of his nights, actually, at the theater. And he spends most of his days, actually, out at the...
Gorgon?
No, not the Gorgon. Actually, the... I think it's called the Empire House? No. I never remember the name of this.
Well, let me to wash the blood off before we go meet him.
Empire House, yes. The Empire House is actually the guard post where all the bureaucrats, the actual running of the government goes.
Somewhat presentable.
Okay. But not the palace, the actual place where all the business is done.
You walk up all fancy and your service covered in blood. Yes, sir, right away.
We have business.
We were having some issues earlier.
So, you guys now get to decide where.
I wouldn't mind some music.
Do you want to wait till the evening to go to the club? Or the theater?
But then we have to find which box he's in. Well, I suppose since everyone loves him, they know.
I didn't say loves him, I said knows him.
One of those things.
So, I'm personally in the mood for some music. I don't care what the rest of you people say.
So shall we just stay at the inn all day? Because I don't really want to go out to the crowd.
You mean the theater?
No, the crowd. The people. Outside. Where we are.
Oh. Right.
It's dirty out here. I can only imagine what you feel like.
You guys could also gather information on him if you would like. But it's all up to you. I'm just giving you your options. You guys need to be decisive.
People searching is so what I do.
That's hard, Andre.
I could try and see if I can... Would it be just another gossip?
Yes, it is.
Find information.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so unless you'll spend your first hour wasted.
Is it an easy check or anything?
It's normal.
Just normal, okay. Okay, my gossip's not very high. There, I get it in a second.
Okay. So you guys have...
Tier by one.
You guys have been out and about for about 2 hours talking to people, trying to see if they know Lord Frederick. Well, what you'll get with a success is... He is a member of a distinguished family owning extensive estates in Osterland. He is the youngest son, but his elder brother is the step below Elector Count. He has never had to worry about money. Ever.
Because of his brother?
Yes. And of his high estates. You'll know that he's always in the highest quality of clothing, and he wears a family ring with an enormous sapphire.
He's a little fat. I mean, overweight, and he's fairly pasty white.
If we succeed in another gossip check, is there more information we can get on him?
Yes. Basically, the next check is to figure out where he's currently at.
Well,
you already got that. Never mind.
So there is nothing more we can get?
Not unless you can get 3 tiers of success.
I did. I rolled a 5. My gossip is a 42.
Okay. Basically what this means is you found one of his friends, or one of the guards that he frequents. Lord Frederick is convinced that chaos is an immediate threat to the Empire and the entire world. In addition, he has a great deal of respect for those who have fought chaos in person.
That's us.
And we're just done today.
In fact, you can go down there and they're displaying Sir, what's your face? Yeah. His sword, yeah, that's how awesome he is.
Leon, this is why your fellowship sucks.
My fellowship is 31. It's not horrible, it's just I don't care.
This is why you don't have charm.
Yeah. This is why I don't have charm.
Okay. Well, that's actually really helpful knowledge.
Considering we can just tell him what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just pat our deeds a bit.
Pat our deeds? We fought off a chaos invasion in Middenheim. We don't need to pat
how much
Jack.
Think of him?
Huh?
What do the common people think
still
of
still patting
him?
Them.
Most common people don't really know of him.
Really?
Well, give me gossip. I'll let you give me gossip.
Yes.
Okay.
A 1.
I got a 1.
Alright. Not a lot of common people know about him, but the guards do. The guards actually know a great deal about him because he frequently goes to the Empire House and several other establishments and gives awards to brave guardsmen. In fact, just yesterday he got back from giving out a medal, a gold medal, to a guard who single-handedly defeated a mutant hiding in the sewers.
So we could actually probably talk to him at the house.
Guardhouse? Empire House.
The Empire House without too much problems.
He doesn't spend a lot of time. Well, he spends some time there. He does have an office, but...
I mean, if we went there, would it be, if he was there, we could meet with him, right? No?
People without authority are not allowed into the Empire House.
Okay, then it would be a bad idea to go there.
I have authority.
It would sort of be like, you know, you, Tyler, walking to the police station, just kind of walking around. People are like, the fuck are you?
Can we help you, sir?
The trick is looking like you belong there.
Can we just stroll into the White House?
That's more like bluffing.
Okay, yeah. Like walking into the White House.
Two
yeah.
People did it.
No.
Yeah,
two
well,
people
okay.
did. But
they walked into a state dinner, but still.
And they just kind of got let in.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be more like walking into the Emperor's palace and like
walking into the Pentagon.
You'd be like, eh. Walk on. They gotta like not check stuff sometimes.
You mean the poor employee who doesn't get paid
okay,
enough to
wear
care?
Okay, heavy robes, one on your head, and have a briefcase.
You mean like a towel on your head?
I'm like,
we apologize
to
any Islamic extremists listening to this.
Why? I apologize to them.
Alright, so, you guys decide to waste time.
Yes. I think it's leaning towards the meeting about the theater, isn't it?
Okay. Is that the group consensus?
Yes.
That's probably the best place to meet him, considering we can't get into the Gorgon, and we're probably not going to find him at home.
Alright, well.
So, yeah. I'll freshen up before we head out.
Okay. Yeah. You take a bath, you know, it's been a couple weeks since you bathed last.
Mm-hmm.
Although, this is fairly recent for you to bathe again.
I put on my best robes, i.e. the ones with the least battle scars in them.
So, what you guys, and you, of course, dress up and you get some of your more common clothes.
That means I'm going to be wearing my robes that aren't covered in tatters and gore. And I'm going to be wearing them to actually...
I still have to dress like a servant.
They're only slightly singed, right?
You guys walk up to the Zygmuller's Theater, which is, of course, a place of high society. And there's Senior Dorman, who kind of looks looks at you, well, you with kind of a look at... Oh, with you, he kind of doesn't actually look at you too harshly.
It's fine. Like, I'm kind of behind him.
Yeah, anyway. He looks at you.
I'm never in front of the noble. Unless he's being attacked. Then he grabs me and puts him up.
Or wait, actually... Do I have a set of ceremonial
robes?
Pablo, off my character sheet. Off my notes. Alright.
Do I have a set of ceremonial robes?
You probably wouldn't have grabbed them because remember, you did flee from Untergard.
True. I see if there's an initiate willing to lend me his pair of ceremonial robes.
Give me a charm.
Ooh, you get your bonuses.
Is he a devout Sigmarite? Or am I dealing with the initiate who's like,
my mom sent me here, man?
No, he's a political Sigmarite.
Okay!
It's sort of that, yeah, we've got a son in the clergy.
He's the kind of guy who will never make it past initiate.
But he's in the clergy!
Or if he does, he will never actually get the points in magic and stuff.
Because Sigmar's like, fuck you.
He doesn't care.
I should smite you, but...
I suppose I'll be wearing
comical. I got a one.
No, you want to wear good clothing.
Okay.
No. Andre, you I have yet to roll above a 10 on a charm
check. I actually do have good clothing.
Alright, yeah, you can find one.
Nice clothing.
Just so long as you promise to bring them back and wash them.
Because, basically what it is you walk up to the guy who's doing laundry duty. Can I borrow some robes?
Thank you. as the Sigmarite walks up, where's my laundry?
Most of Ben Gremlins. The wash.
Oh, they had a nasty sting. I had to put them back.
All right, it's on the bottom of the pile. Sorry, I'm getting there.
All right.
At Zygmuller's Theater, the Dormans, of course, look at you. Goes, Jules.
Would you like to attend a show? Do you have any seats for me?
Yes. Are you with anyone? Or should I go with the floor?
What would this be like, bluffing him that I'm...
It's charm.
Okay, I'll do that.
Does this count
as... I'm with Lord Frederick! Okay, go ahead.
Sure, why not?
Is this a noble equivalent or anything like that?
I would give you the nobility bonus, okay. Because this is who he deals with.
It's called etiquette.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
You might want to when you use it.
Fate point?
Fortune point.
Fortune point?
I suppose I use a fortune point.
Yeah?
It's pretty bad.
I don't know. Do we have any extra green foldy chairs?
Do you want how many tears or just that I succeed?
Just if you succeed. Ah, you're with Lord Frederick. Yes, you do seem like the type. Come this way. Quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, you actually see like actors and whatnot quickly running around like, ah, show's about to start.
I know like when the actors are doing the show, some of them like have to change like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You guys find that currently the Tilian Duke is being played, a classic blood-soaked romance and revenge drama,
like Romeo and Juliet, basically.
Mm-hmm.
More blood.
Blood for the blood god?
Not quite that bad, but remember, this is the Empire. They like some violence.
So it's like Romeo and Juliet mixed with his other play, I forget, the king.
Is it Hamlet? Is it the
yes.
one that you hated seeing?
Or it couldn't be any.
No, Antigone. Oh, god, I wanted that bitch to die. Fucking whiny ass Greeks. Okay. You guys actually get to be taken up towards the top, one of the better views. And you'll find that actually one of these is not just like a cubby, but actually imagine like a room like...
A row? Like an entire room?
No, it's like a room to himself that has a balcony that overlooks. So he's actually got room for, you know, like a parlor, you know, a bar. He's actually got room to lounge. He could even take a nap in here and no one would notice.
This is breaking around our head, but like the boxes up at Allen Fieldhouse at the football games and stuff like that.
Yes, about that equivalent.
But this is probably a bit bigger, I think.
Yeah, probably, but...
Yes.
Probably about next week.
But yeah, so when we get in there, I'm going to have to bullshit my way in.
Well, no, he walks inside and he goes, Lord Frederick, and turning around from the way, you do see a rather full, very pasty white gentleman in his late 30s. He is indeed in high fashion. You see the ring with the large sapphire.
By the way, I keep my gaze low.
He kind of... Visitors?
Greetings,
my lord.
Oh,
Frederick.
Come in! I'm so excited!
Well, at least it's
good. Please close the door!
Because no one can.
Hello! Who are you?
My name is.
Glad I succeeded.
My name is Sir Leon of Bastogne.
Sir Leon of Bastogne! Oh, Bastogne nobility! Yes. I assume you're nothing like the plays.
Alec.
Of course.
No powers you can do.
I suppose it's a, you know, bullshitting.
Do you have anything like Common Knowledge Empire?
Yes.
You can give me a Common Knowledge Empire. Because, you know, how they're portrayed in the plays.
Wait, boy.
You think that they're portrayed relatively well, but they get a few things wrong.
Well, it's kind of different, but you know how it is.
Oh, yes.
As it gets passed down through the miles.
Oh, yes, I could see that. Well, I'm so excited! Oh, it's Sigmarite!
Yeah.
And an elven wizardess! Oh, I'm overjoyed! And you must be Kislavian, we don't have that hair color here. Oh, hello!
Hello!
It's good to meet you. This is,
You are very excitable, aren't you?
I will.
Oh, I just like people!
I will introduce people.
It's Siegfried the Initiate, Rivendell the Wizard Apprentice, Catherine the Servant Girl, and Leon. Sir Leon Kennedy. Sir Leon of Bastogne.
Sir Leon Kennedy.
Leon Kennedy of Bastogne.
How can I help you? He, of course, you know, at this point he's completely ignoring the play.
Well, we, come to chat and, heard that you have some interest in, the chaos dealings about the place.
Oh, yes.
And the smashing of them, right?
The war against chaos.
Yes. They're very dangerous. Have you ever encountered chaos?
Actually, we have. We just...
Really?
You must tell. This morning, we killed a demon.
Yes.
Ooh, what kind?
It was one of them.
It was a Bruher Schnorgen, who was a cleaner of the blood letters.
Oh, yes, I have heard of them. They tilly around, they've got their little tentacle feet, and they've got three eyes and big horns. They look rather weird, though.
Yeah. One of them appeared on our table this morning while we're eating breakfast.
Oh, my!
We seem to have angered a few Chaos Worshippers, but that's not a big deal. We actually just came from Middenheim.
Middenheim? Are you still in one piece? Good to hear.
It was quite a trifling. Why don't you tell them about it? You seem to have some religious knowledge.
We were tasked by the Church of Ulric in Middenheim to find and help them dispose of a chaos artifact, a brass skull.
I don't suppose you have it anymore.
No, it was purged.
Oh, well, as it must, I mean, but...
Well, after returning, it was eventually discovered that the, what was his, the official title of the guy?
Deputy...
Assistant...
It was the Deputy R. Ulric.
The Deputy Arl Ulric, in the Church of Ulric, of course, was actually a member of a cult of Khorne.
Oh, my! Well, I suppose it makes sense.
We were forced to combat him in his own church as he attempted to use the skull in a ritual to summon a demon of Khorne.
A bloodletter?
Bloodletter.
Which did appear.
We...
Oh my, a blood letter! And you all kept your skulls. You must be very powerful.
Yes, he did succeed.
I show him the symbol of unity. Let the narration continue. I'm sure
after we defeated the blood letter, Ulric and Sigmar joined their power and purged the church of any chaos taint. And in doing so, we were granted these marks. It marks us as a... it is our duty to find the other two artifacts that are linked with the skull.
Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.